In the book of Joshua, the very first chapter of Joshua, these are verses that we read a lot. I want to focus on one thing because sometimes in the Bible, specific words are so important and we breeze over them, and yet there's such an importance to those words. In Joshua, the Israelites are just getting ready to enter into the promised land. They've spent those 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And now Moses has gone home to be with the Lord. Joshua is being left in charge, in his stead. Joshua is a man that the people are used to because they've seen him throughout all the time in the wilderness. And remember, all those Israelites, all those Hebrews that came out of Egypt and spent those 40 years in the wilderness, all of those who were in Egypt are not entering into the promised land because of their disobedience and because of their lack of faith. So this is a generation that has been born in the wilderness. They've grown up and they've seen and they've known Joshua. They've seen Joshua as the first lieutenant of Moses. So they have comfort, they have trust level in Joshua. So Joshua is commissioned to do the work of Moses. In verse number 5, as God is preparing Joshua and telling Joshua, you know what, Moses? Well, let's just read it from the start. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I have given to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, and as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your lifetime. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and be of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to them, to their fathers, to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn to the right or to the left hand or to the right, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe it and do according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Have I not commanded you, be strong and be courageous, to not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So Joshua's getting ready to take over for Moses. Now think about the task that Joshua has in front of him. He's taking over for Moses. Moses, who had been the servant that God had used to, first of all, win the hearts of the people, to stand up against Pharaoh. It was through Moses and Moses' faith that all those 10 plagues came against Pharaoh in Egypt. And it's with Moses that they saw them leave, and they left with all the gold and all the things of, they left with a lot. The Egyptians just wanted them out. So they took all of this gold, they took all of this belongings and possessions with them into the wilderness, heading towards the promised land. They saw God supernaturally destroy Pharaoh's men, Pharaoh's chariots, Pharaoh's army, as they pursued after Moses and the Israelites. Moses and the Israelites confronted with that Red Sea, and God parted the sea and allowed the Hebrews to cross on dry ground. But then as the pursuers came after them, of course, they were consumed as the sea came back again and just destroyed the army of Pharaoh. So they saw all of this. They saw God take care of them in the desert. They saw as, you know, through Moses guided them. Moses, the man of God, the one who listened to God, Moses guided them through all of the wilderness, to seeing the supernatural with the manna, to seeing the supernatural with the quails, all the things that they saw. And now here's Joshua, who was Moses' lieutenant. This is a big step for Joshua. And even though the people are comfortable with Joshua, Joshua is not Moses. So God has given these words of encouragement to Joshua as, listen, I've prepared you. Moses is gone. Now this is your task. You move the people into the promised land. The time has come. Move the people into the promised land, to the promises I have for them. But for Joshua, it had to be somewhat of a disconcerting moment in his life. You know, when you've been under someone else, when you've been serving under someone else, they carry all the pressure of all the decisions. When you move and live under someone else, in authority under them, even though you are the first lieutenant, even though you are right under them, they still carry all the burdens for all the decisions. And they still carry all the burdens of the people and the frustrations of the people. It's not you, it's the one above. They're the ones that have to make sure that they hear from God, listen to God, and obey and lead the people into obedience. You're just following after him. I'm not saying it's easy to be the first lieutenant, but it's a whole lot easier than being the one that's in charge. Now all of a sudden Joshua has that position, but God encourages him and says, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. Be bold and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. God repeats those words in just a few verses to Joshua multiple times. So as we look at that, now apply all these principles and these things that we see. Apply this to your life. You're not being asked to lead a multitude of people into a promised land to possess the land. You're not being asked to do that. But God is asking each one of us to do things today. There are things that he's asked us to do. There's things that we're to do to advance his kingdom. There's things that we're to do just because we are his servants. We follow him. There's things that we are expected to do. So we can learn from Joshua how to do those things and how to move into those things successfully. And there's two real things I want us to focus on today in Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read this to you again, but this time from the Amplified Bible. At least a couple of these verses I'm going to read to you again. So starting in verse number 6, we're going to read verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. So verse 6 says, be strong, confident. Be of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. God is saying, this is what I've promised. Now is the time to possess it. Be bold. Be strong. Be confident. Be of good courage. This is the same thing that God is saying to you today. See, you've got things in front of your life today that he's asked you to do that have seemed impossible. You've got promises in front of you. Promises for your health, promises for your deliverance, promises for your victories. But as Joshua is leading the people into the promised land, you've got the better promises of Jesus Christ. And instead of standing outside of those promises, in the same way that God spoke to Joshua and said, lead the people in to the promises, to the promised land that I've given them, we already have Jesus who has led us into the promised land. He's led us into the fullness of all the promises that he has. So since he's led us in, why sometimes do we stand on the outside of those promises looking in and wondering, well, how do I get those promises? I see the promises of the word, but how do I get them? How do I achieve them? I'm on the outside. Well, in the same way that Joshua led the people into the promised land, Jesus has led us in to the fullness of all of his promises, all of the promises of God, all of the promises that are here in the Word of God, Jesus has led us in. So let's not stand on the outside. Let's be bold. Let's be confident. We can take the same advice that God gave, the same things and instructions that God gave to Joshua. We can take that. And these are instructions for us to move into the possession of all the promises that you need and that he's already established for you. And not just the promises for your own personal deliverance, although that certainly is a part of it. Thank you, Jesus, that he has given us deliverance from sickness. He's given us deliverance from financial struggles. He's given you deliverance over addictions, over depression, over emotions. He's given you victory and deliverance over problems that you have at work. He's given you victory and deliverance in everything that you face today. That's already done. Thank you for that, Jesus. But he has also given us the ability to move into the kingdom of God and advance the kingdom of God so that others come with us, so that we bring others in as well. Look, as people see you standing on the word of God, as they see you operating in faith, and they see that God's favor and his hand are upon you, and they see the promises of God coming to pass in your life, as they see the power of Jesus Christ demonstrated through your life, you're helping to bring them into the promised land. You're bringing them into the promises that Jesus has for them as well. You're bringing them into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is how we advance the kingdom. We want to bring. Look, this is what God said to Joshua. Be strong and confident of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore their fathers to give them. The commission that he's giving Joshua is, bring the people into the promised land. Here's everything I've prepared for them. Here's everything I've promised them. Here it all is. Now bring them in. The same thing is true for you and I. There's a promised land. All the promises of this word, all the promises of the new covenant, it's not just for you and I. It is for every single man. Now we need to make sure that every man and woman, every child, comes to the knowledge of that covenant. Because the benefit of the new covenant and the promises and the deliverance of Jesus Christ does them no good if they haven't entered into that covenant, if they haven't accepted the work of Jesus Christ. The new covenant is ours. When Jesus talked, when we talk about Jesus and when you celebrate communion at church, you know, the pastor always says, speaking the words that Jesus spoke, "This is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me." This is what Jesus told us to do. What he's telling us is, listen, my blood shed represents the new covenant. This is the new covenant. It's established through my blood, but you've got to drink it. You've got to accept it. How many people do you know in your world, in your life? How many people are there in your world that you know don't know Jesus Christ? They haven't accepted. They haven't drunk from that cup. They have not accepted the sacrificial work that came from Jesus Christ. So they've not entered in to those promises of Jesus. The promises are for them, but we need to lead them in. And this is exactly what God was saying to Joshua. It's time to lead them in. They're on the outside of the promises. Here's the promises I've given them. Lead them in. God is saying to you and I, there's people in your life. Be strong. Be confident. Be courageous. Bring them in. Bring them in that they might experience the promised land, the promises that I have for them, the good things that come with knowing and serving Jesus Christ, with accepting that personal relationship with him that comes by accepting the sacrificial work that he did. Be strong, be confident, and of good courage. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. For you shall do this. Jesus has prepared the new covenant and all of its promises for every single person. Even the worst sinner that you can think of that you know in your life, Jesus has prepared the new covenant for them. It does them no good until they accept that covenant, until they accept the sacrificial work, the blood of Jesus Christ, for their sins as payment, that he took the punishment that they deserved. Until they accept that, the covenant which is for them is of no value to them. But as God said to Joshua, bring them in. God is saying to you and I, there's people in your life that don't know or understand the covenant that I want to enter into with them. You shall cause this people to inherit the land. See, Jesus has done the work. The Holy Spirit is doing the work of speaking to and convicting and preparing their hearts to receive it. But the ones who have to actually bring them in, it's you and I. We've got to bring them in. So think about those people in your life right now that you know of that don't know Jesus Christ. One of the ways, one of the key ways that we bring them to that, into that promised land, that land of promise, that new covenant with Jesus, the way that we do that is by sharing the truth that we know, sharing what we have, by standing and operating in his promises, so that while they're watching us, they see the promises. They hear us speak about the word and the promises, and as they hear us speak that word and speak that word in faith, and they see it come to pass, that piques their interest as well. They ask questions. They want that promised land. It is what God said to Joshua, and he's speaking the same thing to you and I. You shall bring them in. Let's operate in the fullness of Jesus Christ today. Hey, it's for our benefit, but also of greater value. It advances the kingdom, and it helps us to bring those in to that land of promise along with us.